Ciao e bentornati to Italian Grammar Made Easy. Today we are talking about reciprocal verbs. Reciprocal verbs are a specific category of Italian verbs. Let's see them together today. Iniziamo! Bentornati, sono Margherita, your host. Reciprocal verbs in Italian are used to express actions that two or more subjects perform mutually, indicating a reciprocal exchange. These verbs are conjugated with reflexive pronouns, sometimes we call them reciprocal pronouns, only in their plural form, ci, vi, si, to reflect the action being done to each other. So reciprocal verbs involve two or more people and are made of reflexive or reciprocal pronouns only in the plural form and then the verb conjugated as usual. While reflexive verbs indicate that the subject performs an action on themselves, for example, mi lavo, I wash myself, reciprocal verbs are used when two or more subjects perform an action on each other. For example, si abbracciano. Si abbracciano means they hug each other. The key difference between reciprocal verbs and reflexive verbs lies in the interaction. Reflexive verbs are self-directed. The action reflects on the subject. Reciprocal verbs, instead, are mutual in a sense. The action is shared between subjects. Keep in mind that both reciprocal verbs and reflexive verbs end their infinitive form in si. So, 25 important reciprocal verbs you should know are abbracciarsi, to hug each other, amarsi, to love each other, aiutarsi, to help each other, baciarsi, to kiss each other, capirsi, to understand each other, conoscersi, to know each other, guardarsi, to look at each other, incontrarsi, to meet each other, odiarsi, to hate each other, parlarsi, to talk to each other, rispettarsi, to respect each other, salutarsi, to greet each other, scriversi, to write each other, sentirsi, to hear from each other, telefonarsi, to call each other, vedersi, to see each other, divertirsi, to have fun with each other, sposarsi, to marry each other, separarsi, to separate from each other, scambiarsi, to exchange each other, tollerarsi, to tolerate each other, apprezzarsi, to appreciate each other, evitarsi, to avoid each other, and perdonarsi, to forgive each other. Now, all these verbs end their infinitive form in si. Instead of a traditional are, ere, or ire, because they are reciprocal verbs. So that C is my pronoun that I am going to change when I conjugate the verb. For example, if I want to say Luca and Maria love each other, Luca e Maria si amano. So I took that C at the end of the infinitive form amarsi and I moved it in front of the conjugated verb si amano. Let's see another example. Noi ci telefoniamo tutti i giorni. Noi ci telefoniamo tutti i giorni. We call each other every day. Ci telefoniamo. We call each other. We use ci because that is the reflexive or reciprocal pronoun that goes with noi. Noi ci telefoniamo tutti i giorni. Telefoniamo is the conjugated verb from telefonarsi. Benissimo, so today we learned about reciprocal verbs. These are a particular category of verbs in Italian. They are not reflexive, they are not traditional are, ere, ire verbs. They are reciprocal verbs, when we have an action shared between subjects. Grazie mille e a settimana prossima! Ciao!